Yeah, well, this year we're actually into our 5th year of running the Grassroots Festival. We're really excited that KBB have come on board again for their second season to sponsor the event. And we're hoping for about 130 teams, right from under sevens through to under 16s this year. So just building on a really, really enjoyable festival last season.
You started off a few years ago when it was in its infancy as just a one-day festival, and it's been great to see it grow.
Yeah, it's amazing, really. I was involved with the first one, and like you said, it was at Portman Road on the practice pitch, and there's no chance of us ever getting on the practice pitch there now. The festival's got so big, and it's great, and really, it's a celebration of grassroots youth football, and everybody comes out and enjoys the festival. And this year, we're actually running a Premier League theme festival, which is a great product, and all the young people love. So yeah, we're really looking forward to that.
I was going to say what the theme was, because last year it was the World Cup and everyone took on a different country. So how does it work? Will everyone take on a different Premier League team?
Yeah, I won't reveal everything, but some of the pitches are named after the stadiums, iconic stadiums. We've got a fan zone area, which will have facts from along the Premier League years. And the teams will take on Premier League teams. So, yeah, it's very exciting. I'm looking forward to it. We've enjoyed preparing it, and we hope the Suffolk football community will really embrace the weekend.
And you say hundreds of teams involved in this one as well, boys and girls.
Yeah, boys and girls. We're looking at under sevens right through to under 16s. And we're currently at about 130 teams. So there are still a few spaces if you get in touch with us soon, as the programmes are going to go live soon. So we don't want to spend too much time changing the fixtures around. But yeah, we expect a really good turnout over the weekend.
Has this become a real flagship day for the Suffolk FA?
Yeah, it has. I think most people who are involved in Suffolk football are kind of aware of it. At the start of the year, they're kind of asking us when it is. I guess annually now we have it on that bank holiday weekend at the end of May. And it is really about giving people a great football experience. And hopefully that's what it does. And everybody comes together and has a really enjoyable weekend. And it kind of caps off the season in a really positive way.
And just a word about the venue as well. Obviously, you say you've outgrown the practice pitch at Portman Road.
Yeah, we're actually at Gainsborough Sports Centre. This is our third season there. Bit of a grassroots hub, really, I'd say, in Suffolk, and especially Ipswich. So we're delighted to be there again this season, and that can cater with our needs at the moment. So yeah, we're happy to be there again.
And full days, when do you start on the Saturday?
Yeah, the first festival will kick off at 10:30. Registration is kind of 9:30 onwards, and the same on the Sunday. So we'll expect people to be coming in. Car parking is free, but just be aware that to come early, but not too early, to get your space.
And a good family day?
Yeah, really good family day. I think lots of people have got children involved in football. We try and cater for those that maybe aren't involved in teams as well. We've got a fan zone this year, which is going to have inflatable pitches, target shots, an assault course, and various fun activities. So hopefully everyone can enjoy the day, and mum and dad can have a go too if they'd like.